I was afraid to hear my thoughts in complete silence. Out of the excuse of boredom, I filled my head with enough noise until it could not quiet down fast enough before I fell asleep. When the late morning dreams started fading away, making room for my waking mind, I would rush to fill it with noise because its silence was fearsome, unknown, and I thought could consume me. Yet I would talk about freedom and happiness and introspection for years. Talking to people is a great way to reduce the noise just a little bit, so it felt good. But the noise grew and consumed my silent self instead, unnoticed. I came up with a clever realization that maybe instead of truly understanding one another, people are just really good at saying what they think other people like to hear, or rather getting a response that they want. Or maybe that's just me. Make a change. It was a long time coming, but I didn't know how or where or what. I cut off the noise and sought the silence. I started abruptly, replaced the noise that was otherwise the first thing in the morning, with a walk outside, finding a spot in the grass or by the lake and sitting in the quiet. Is this that thing they call meditation? I thought, to hell with it. If it consumes me, let it consume me, and banished every thought that came to mind. All the noise, I asked, please quiet down. I was afraid I'd become so empty that my darkest thoughts would be unbearable and I would go insane, or that I'd be truly empty and simply forget myself and never recover from my trance. I figured someone will find me and put me on the machine, so I kept on emptying my mind. The first thing I noticed was that no dark evil was lurking inside me, unsurprisingly, as I'm just some guy. I found I'm not quite so empty. The noise runs deep and it bubbles, but there is power in stillness. All things tend to reach a balance. Delta S equals zero, as they say in physics, and so tend I. Perhaps the noise I was eating so hungrily was my reaction to something, trying to reach a balance with my damn world. But without the noise, I feel free. The noise may be a feedback loop that feeds itself to a point of destruction. Like any addiction, a tried and true way out is going cold turkey. Thank you. Now I have more time. I'm still afraid I'll become somehow less without my noise. I am aware now what it does to me and how hungry it is. Like I'm the one it feeds on. Anyway, fuck that. It'll die without my attention. Good riddance. Now to cultivating love. First thing to note is I'm already under the personal impression that I love myself, at least in theory. I can hear myself, I can be by myself, I can somewhat see myself. Though I'm working on that until I'm 100%. But generally I love myself and trust myself. I am the people I love, they are why I go on. I'm not sure what I do for them. Honestly, I'm scared they don't think the same, that I'm them and they're me. It could be a one-way street. Most of the time I'm okay with that. I drown it in noise. But now without noise, I must question it. I must approach it. I'm kind of afraid. Am I a good friend? I ask them in my head. I love you, I tell them silently for myself. I smile. That comes through, usually has the good effect. Am I doing it genuinely or because I'm a well-trained monkey? Sitting in my silence lets me try a new thing, saying and thinking things I like to hear, tricking myself into acceptance, peace, love. What is real understanding? How much more can I do than think the right things, say the right things, provoke the good reactions, be the perfect robot? Am I on a quest to automate myself in that way? Can I truly, truly, truly trust myself to know the difference? You attract what you put out into the world. You can change as a person if you want to, but it can't be overnight. You can plant ideas and let them live in your head until they push the old ones out, or die from lack of nutrition. You can expose the ideas in your mind to a healthy kind of fertilizer, or just shit, and they'll grow by whatever you feed them. You can become a totally different person, intentionally or without realizing. Once those ideas grow, they will get out, like invasive spores infecting everyone around. The journey to knowing yourself is dangerous because you don't know what you'll find. You attract what you put out in the world. You attract what you put out. Oh, it's really good. Put out good stuff out in the world. All comes back to you. 'Cause you attract what you put out.